WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, also heard on the Civic Media app. During this sports report, we'll have a look back at high school football from last night. Lots of scores to tell you about, some high-scoring games as well. The Brewers drop one, the Badgers with a weekend off, and the Packers and Jordan Love, will they make a connection this weekend? We'll have that story and more in a moment. This update is brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
First down and 10 from the 30. Hand off Hilby, running on a counter. He's got some room, breaks a tackle. He's going all the way. Wyatt Hilby for the score. And the Bulldogs are up 13-0 here in the ballgame.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It was a full slate of high school football games in the area last night, including our featured matchup of Ithaca at Cashton. With a look back at that game, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
Ithaca is now undefeated through five games after an impressive 42-7 football win over Cashton on Friday night. The visiting Bulldogs scored on each possession in the first half to go up 35-0 at the break. The continuous clock ran in the second half as the Bulldogs rolled to 3-0 during their first year in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Channing Brown caught two touchdown passes from quarterback Keegan Jones, one from 25 yards, the other covered 22 yards. Wyatt Hilby had touchdown runs of 27 and 3 yards, and Wes Nelson had a 1-yard run for a touchdown. Balthazar Kaiser successfully kicked all of his extra points on the night. Wyatt Hilby ran for his third and final touchdown, a run of 39 yards on the night in the second half, and the Bulldogs led 42-0. The Ithaca defense created three turnovers on the night. Nolan Waldner recovered a Cashton fumble on the Eagles' second possession, which led to a short field and Ithaca's second touchdown. Channing Brown picked off a Cashton pass to set up another touchdown, number three on the evening for Ithaca, and Channing picked off a pass on the final play of the first half. Cashton scored its only touchdown with 10:45 to play when Jack Christensen ran one in from 2 yards out, and Connor Wilkinson kicked the extra point to make the final score 42-7. Cashton falls to 3-2 and 2-1 in the Scenic Bluffs. Ithaca is now undefeated through five games. They have won three straight games in the Scenic Bluffs Conference as well. The Bulldogs will return home during week 6 to host Nisida, while Cashton will take on Brookwood. Once again, the final score, 42-7, Ithaca over Cashton during week 5 of the high school football season. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. It was also in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Hillsboro 23-20 over Royal. From the SWC, Prairie du Chien defeated River Valley 63-8. New Glarus shut down Richland Center 20-8. It was Broadhead Judah with a win over Dodgeville 45-15 and Platteville 44, Lancaster 22. The Six Rivers and SWAL, we see River Ridge shutting out Riverdale 39-0. Cuba City with a shutout win 35-0 over Southwestern East Dubuque. Blackhawk Warren, Illinois 62, Iowa Grant 0. Potosi, Cassville 50, Boscobel 6. Other matchups, it was Berlin over Mauston 42-0. Reedsburg got by Sparta 27-24. Westby edged Viroqua 16-14. Wisconsin Dells a 47-6 win over Ripon. And Mineral Point 27, Belleville 9. Late reported scores include New Lisbon defeating Brookwood 28-20, Darlington shutting out Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg 47-0, and Sauk Prairie 24, Lakeside Lutheran 14. One 11-player game scheduled for today was Zika Steuben Seneca against Pecatonica. One 8-player local game to tell you about last night, Highland defeated Kickapoo LaFarge 70-0. 8-player games today, Monticello at North Crawford, DeSoto will host Wisconsin Heights, both of those games at noon, and it's Belmont at Waniwok Weston at Waniwok. That is a 1 p.m. game. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. came off the injured list and hit a tie-breaking home run in the sixth inning as the Arizona Diamondbacks bounced back after blowing a 4-run lead and beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-4. The Diamondbacks moved into sole possession of the National League's second wildcard spot by taking a 1-game lead over the New York Mets. The Atlanta Braves are 3 games behind the Diamondbacks and 2 games behind the Mets. Arizona's Ketel Marte hit his 33rd homer and also doubled. William Contreras and Garrett Mitchell hit back-to-back homers, and Joey Ortiz also went deep for the Brewers. Other National League finals, the Cubs beat Washington 3-1, Cincinnati upended Pittsburgh 8-3, Miami edged Atlanta 4-3. It was a win for Philadelphia over the Mets 12-2, and the Dodgers down Colorado 6-4. Tampa Bay blanked Toronto 1-0 in the American League other AL finals, Baltimore 7-1 over Detroit, Seattle down Texas 8-2, Houston defeated the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim 9-7, Minnesota doubled up on Boston 4-2, Yankees over Oakland, same score, 4-2. And 3 interleague finals to tell you about: Cleveland 5-1 over St. Louis, San Fran 2-1 over KC, and San Diego defeated the Shy Sox of Chicago 3-2. If baseball fans are lucky, Shohei Ohtani's greatness in the batter's box and maybe even on the pitching mound could be on display for at least another decade. But in the minds of many, the 30-year-old is already on the short list of the sport's all-time legends. The Japanese superstar added to his feats on Thursday, becoming the first player in Major League Baseball history to have 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in the same season. Ohtani is only in his 8th big league season after playing 5 in Japan. Nearly half of the 212 players who made their MLB debuts during the pandemic-altered 2020 season are still playing or have been in the big leagues at least a portion of this year. There have been 17 players from that class that became All-Stars, 6 for the first time this season. But there are also 24 players who, after making their debuts, never got back to the majors after that season to play a game with fans in the stands. Boston Red Sox All-Star pitcher Tanner Houck feels blessed to have been part of the group that got to continue to play in big league after such a strange year. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke's season-ending injury makes Brady Locke the starter, and that, by extension, means true freshman Mabee Medauer is the reserve. Head coach Luke Fickell says the 6'5", 230-pound QB has to be ready, and that includes learning the entire offensive playbook. Medauer was a 4-star prospect after setting passing records at the Woodland High School in Metro Houston. He's a fast mover. He's already doing commercials through the university's NIL program. The Badger football team this week is on a bye. Luke Altmyer threw for 4 touchdowns, including a short toss to pass Bryant in overtime to give number 24 Illinois a 31-24 win over number 22 Nebraska. The Illini are 4-0 overall and 1-10 in Big Ten play, and they have beaten 2 ranked opponents in the same season for the first time since 2007. They beat the Cornhuskers a 3rd straight time in Lincoln and spoiled the celebration of their 400th consecutive sellout at Memorial Stadium. Nebraska has dropped 25 straight games to top 25 teams since 2016. Number 11 Southern California will head to Ann Arbor to face number 18 Michigan in the Big Ten's game of the week today. USC will be playing in its first conference game as a Big Ten member. The two teams' history stems from their 8 Rose Bowl meetings. They haven't met in the regular season since Michigan held on for a 20-19 win at the Big House in 1958. Joel Embiid has signed a contract extension with the Philadelphia 76ers, keeping him with the franchise through the 2028-29 season. The NBA All-Star and the 76ers reached a 3-year, $193 million extension with a player option for the 28-29 season. That according to a person familiar with the deal. That person spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the terms have not yet been announced by the teams. Embiid broke his own news early Friday morning when he posted a photo on Instagram of him signing a contract alongside team owner Josh Harris. Green Bay Packer quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game with the Tennessee Titans as he's continuing his recovery from a knee injury. Love has been practicing on a limited basis each of the last 3 days after sitting out the Packers' 16-10 win over the Indianapolis Colts a week ago. Love injured his left medial collateral ligament September 6th during the final series of the Packers' 34-29 season-opening loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. Former Titan quarterback Malik Willis would start if Love is unable to play. Tomorrow's game can be heard on WRCO-FM 100.9 with the pregame at 10 o'clock, kickoff set for noon. And the first elimination race of NASCAR's playoffs has a 3-time Daytona 500 winner and a pair of former Cup Series champions in danger of being bumped from title contender to Bristol Motor Speedway participant. The trio also happens to be among NASCAR's biggest stars in a 16-driver playoff field in which popular drivers Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, and Bubba Wallace were among those who failed to qualify. This year's field is fairly watered down, and yet Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and Harrison Burton are all below the cut line headed into the first elimination race of the playoffs. The bottom four drivers at the end of tonight's race will be eliminated. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.